The whole idea of Bitcoin is to remove intermediaries from the equation. Trusted third parties are security holes, and unless we want to repeat past mistakes, it is our collective responsibility to eliminate these security holes wherever and whenever we can. The best in Bitcoin made audible. I am Guy Swan, and this is Bitcoin Audible. What is up, guys? Welcome back to Bitcoin Audible. I am Guy Swan, and I want to do it's a little short read today, but it's a really good one, and it's talking a little bit about responsibility, about what our role is in adopting Bitcoin, and how it is that Bitcoin changes us. And I really think this is something that people, you know, liken to the cult aspect or all those Bitcoiners are crazy. But I think there's actually some really deep, like, scientific understanding of, like, how it changes you to take responsibility of yourself. And the fact that Bitcoin is itself a system of personal responsibility. When you are holding your Bitcoin, it's very, very different from the normal institutions that we are akin to operating under. We're used to thinking that we don't have any responsibility. We're used to pushing it off. Our entire political structure is about how to figure out and fight over exactly who we're going to push our responsibility onto. Our society's actually become painfully responsibility averse. And so when you change that, when you turn around and realize what it means to be fully responsible for something, it's kind of a revolutionary act. It really changes your perspective on the world, and it is not arbitrary. It is not a small thing. It is a significant change in your perspective and how you see your control and the decision-making over your own life. And Bitcoin really does change that. We are reading a piece by Dergigi today, it is on Dergigi.com, and it is all about this idea. Real quick, I want to thank our sponsors, the BitBox O2 hardware wallet to secure your keys. Speaking of being responsible, if you aren't holding your keys, you don't actually own the Bitcoin. You don't know what that's like. To get that feeling, to understand what it means to be in full control, get yourself an open source secure hardware wallet like the BitBox. And you can also get 5% off with discount code GUY by going to my link guyswan.com/bitbox. And of course, start your Bitcoin savings plan at swanbitcoin.com/guy. Gets you some free sats to start off right when you start up your savings plan, and it is an automatic way to buy and stack Bitcoin all the time and never miss on the dips, the runs, the flats, whatever it is. You are always buying Bitcoin on a regular basis. Set it once and forget it. swanbitcoin.com/guy. And with that, let's get into today's piece by Gigi, and it's titled "The Responsibility of Adopting Bitcoin" by Dergigi. There is a saying among Bitcoiners, and it becomes more truthful and apparent as time goes on. You don't change Bitcoin. Bitcoin changes you. Why is that? At first, I wasn't sure how to answer this question. I just knew it was true. The reasons behind it remained somewhat of a mystery to me. Yes, Bitcoin is incredibly resistant to change. And yes, sound money lowers your time preference. That is definitely a large part of it. There is also the historical tendency to get rich, so wealth and the economic freedom that comes with it might be another part. Money, however, isn't always a blessing. It tends to amplify both good and bad traits. It also has the power to corrupt, and has the potential to drive people insane. If you aren't careful, what started as sudden riches can soon turn into a power-drunk ego trip that ends in Bitcoin derangement syndrome. There is plenty of writing on low time preference and wealth already, which is why I want to focus on the third thing that Bitcoin forces upon you. Responsibility. The individual is sovereign. The whole idea of Bitcoin is to remove intermediaries from the equation. Trusted third parties are security holes, and unless we want to repeat past mistakes, it is our collective responsibility to eliminate these security holes, wherever and whenever we can. Bitcoin allows for the elimination of trusted third parties because it loops itself into existence from the bottom up, instead of being created from the top down. In Bitcoin, your self-sovereignty can be absolute. Bitcoin emphasizes the sovereignty of the individual both in principle and in practice. It allows economic actors to store and exchange value freely, requiring nothing but a valid cryptographic signature. Group identity, gender, skin color, age, political or religious affiliation, all are irrelevant in the protocol's eyes. If your transaction has a valid signature, Bitcoin will take you seriously, no matter if you are a person, a dog, or an attack helicopter. Just like intersectionality is resolved by focusing on the individual, the problem of trusted third parties is resolved by focusing on individual nodes. Remove social and political identities, and the individual remains. Remove trusted third parties and external sources of truth, and the self-sovereign node remains. And just like human dignity is inviolable, the self-validating truth that your Bitcoin node represents is inviolable. If an external authority could interfere with your node's truth, the whole point of Bitcoin would be moot. Quote, "Die Würde des Menschen ist unantastbar." The dignity of men is unimpeachable. Article 1 of the Basic Law for the Federal Republic of Germany. It all boils down to individual nodes. Consequently, it all boils down to the individuals operating those nodes. Responsibility is programmed. There is a reason why Bitcoiners speak of the journey down the rabbit hole. The only way to get into Bitcoin is to start small and improve incrementally. It is neither easy nor comfortable, but it is also necessary. You can't do everything correctly on day one. The challenges are too large, the paradigm shifts too radical, the trade-offs too many, and the issues too nuanced. Consequently, my advice to friends and family remains the same. Start stacking sats today. It might not be the perfect advice for everyone under all circumstances, but it is perfect in my eyes for the following reason alone. It forces you to take the first step, which is having some sats to your name. Once you have acquired some Bitcoin, you have skin in the game. And once you have skin in the game, you are on the path to become more self-sovereign. You are on track to take responsibility for your finances, for your savings, for your future, and perhaps, somewhat surprisingly, for the future of Bitcoin. Sounds grandiose? Let me explain. You will learn that you don't really own Bitcoin unless you hold your own keys. You will learn that you can't be sure that what you're holding actually is Bitcoin unless you validate your transactions with your own node. You will learn that Bitcoin is whatever you decide it to be, that the value of Bitcoin does not come from without, but from within, and that maximum utility in the world of Bitcoin entails the adoption of maximum responsibility. The base reality of how the Bitcoin network operates, combined with the growing number of reports of this effect, a personal transformation brought about by the adoption of a Bitcoin standard, makes me believe that it isn't only the moon that is programmed, but the adoption of responsibility is too. Because Bitcoin is designed to pump forever, Whatever skin you have in the game will soon grow to be a meaningful amount. As the purchasing power of your Bitcoin stack grows, your incentive to become a first-class Bitcoin citizen will grow as well. You will want to learn how to do self-custody. You will want to learn how to run your own node. It goes even beyond the mantras of not your keys, not your Bitcoin, and not your node, not your rules. It is in your best interest to support the network, either by running a node, contributing hash power, or indirectly by supporting Bitcoin development. And here comes the kicker. Running your own node means that you are participating in the network itself, which inevitably involves you in the process of defining what Bitcoin is. Since nobody can tell you what Bitcoin is, you have to decide what Bitcoin is for yourself over and over again. The network is a growing, ever-changing organism, and the opt-in nature of protocol upgrades will repeatedly force the question of Bitcoin's identity upon its participants. What is Bitcoin, and what should it be? The lack of a central authority implies that answering these questions is your responsibility in perpetuity. However, before you can dare to take on this responsibility, you must take the first step and start saving yourself. And that concludes DirGG's post, The Responsibility of Adopting Bitcoin. I'm going to go get a little bit more alcohol before we get the guy's take on this, and let's hit our sponsor real fast. Speaking of responsibility, the Bitbox O2 hardware wallet is the way to hold your own keys on an open source, secure cold storage device that is easy to use and easy to set up. As Gigi said in this piece, the first step is to start stacking sats, get some skin in the game. But the next major leap is to hold your own keys, and the Bitbox is exactly what you need to do that securely. Any small or moderate amount of savings in Bitcoin can become a lot of money much faster than most expect it to. So don't wait around until you realize just how scary it is to start moving your money or realizing and understanding the risks of getting something like that wrong. Go ahead and front run the next rally, secure your savings, own your keys. GuySwan.com/bitbox, and that's Swan with two N's. That'll send you straight to the Shift Crypto store with the Bitcoin-only version, which means simpler, it's got a smaller attack surface, and that's how I like it. And discount code GUY, G-U-Y, will get you 5% off at the store. Check them out, guyswan.com/bitbox. You know, responsibility is a really interesting thing. And like I've probably said this numerous times on the show before, but the more and more I think about it and really kind of get at the heart of what freedom is, I genuinely think it is just personal responsibility. It's the buck stops here. It's being the very last in the line of who is responsible for your actions, your rights, your protection, your finances, everything. It is taking control of your life. And a political system of liberty is one that treats every individual as the person who is the final say, the sovereign in their life. And that's what we've lost. Like, our political system is a joke in that context. We are fighting tooth and nail to put our own responsibility onto other people as quickly as we can. It also makes sense as to why people are so damn afraid of freedom, whether it's someone else being responsible for their lives or you being responsible for your own. It's hard. You know, it's a lot of the reason why people think of, like, you know, nostalgia or whatever, looking back on how easy it was to be a kid, is you weren't responsible for shit. You know, you could do whatever you wanted. And, you know, your parents took care of everything. There was no stress. There were no hard decisions. But the freedom of being responsible and, like, actually taking charge of your life and your choices, like, there is a very different kind of ease, or I guess maybe a feeling of strength that comes from that. And I'm trying to think of maybe a good analogy that or a good reference point for a lot of people. Like mine was, I remember a major moment in my life was going to college, actually. And probably for the average person, you get some sense of this the first time you move out from your parents. And like when I went to college, I moved far enough away that, you know, there was no chance of me going back and staying with my parents or anything like that. Like I couldn't like commute to the university. And I remember that moment when they dropped me off, I got set up in my dorm, and they took me to, there was like an orientation or something, and they basically just took me to the building. I said, yeah, I'd rather not walk. And we went over and they dropped me off and I said bye and everything, and they drove off. And I was just standing there for a second and I was like, I am totally in control of what I do now. Like I don't have to go to this stupid orientation rally, which I did just out of, you know, kind of a morbid curiosity. But like nobody was going to stop me. Nobody was going to, you know, ground me or yell at me and like for not doing what I was told to do or that was recommended for me. And like I was in control, and that it was my decision as to what to do with my time. And there was just this really weird air of like just this weight that had lifted off of me because suddenly it was my choice. And Bitcoin kind of gives me that same feeling. It is this sense of I am in control. The sense that my decisions and my knowledge are the ultimate decider of my future. And you know, there's not a small impact there. That really changes how you see the world. It changes how you see your day. It changes how you plan for your future and how far out in your future you look. I really think that's a lot of the reason why during middle school and high school and all of these things, that when you're stuck with your parents in that perpetual like immaturity, like somebody else is running my life sort of bubble, which a lot of people actually don't escape. They kind of push themselves into a situation where they never have to leave it. They try to leave it so somebody else is running their life, whether it be the government or some company or whoever's going to give them their job or whatever it is. People try so desperately to avoid that, but you think much further out. Like that bubble is a significant part of why you don't think about, like, think far into the future, at least not realistically in comparison to what you're doing today to make that come about. But when you realize that you're in control, that, you know, you're the one that ultimately is going to decide whether or not you get there, you realize that if you're not doing anything to reach that future, if you're not taking the responsibility to learn the pieces of that puzzle to build what you're intending to have, who else is going to do it for you? Nobody else is there. It's just you. It's your responsibility. You are free to do it if you wish, but you can't make anybody else do it for you. It changes people. It's a huge shift in your perspective. And it has been for me multiple times in my life. And you know, the first time I sent a Bitcoin transaction, and you really get a feel, you really kind of, it clicks what you just did. There's this moment where you're like, I've never actually done this before. I have never moved value without asking somebody else's permission. I have never had real responsibility over my own money in this sense. And it's a unique thing. And the further you go down the rabbit hole, the deeper you realize just how true that is and just how deep that responsibility goes. I think the more it impacts how you see the world. And there's really little responsibility in the world, particularly in the digital world, that is as absolute as Bitcoin. Least in like the normal sense that we think of as our political institutions, our economic institutions, all of these things, Bitcoin doesn't care about anything except that cryptographic signature and how you specifically decide to interact with it. Gigi has a great quote in this. Says, group identity, gender, skin color, age, political or religious affiliation, all are irrelevant in the protocol's eyes. If your transaction has a valid signature, Bitcoin will take you seriously. Bitcoin cannot care about your political affiliation. It cannot care whether or not you are supposed to be getting a subsidy or whether you're supposed to be privileged or underprivileged. It does not give a shit, and it cannot. You are responsible. You can't push it onto somebody else. You can't say that the reason you didn't get this is because this guy didn't let you have it. There is no privileged or underprivileged status in the protocol whatsoever. If you have the keys, you are equal to anyone else in the system according to Bitcoin. And Gigi gets into the fact that you don't just run your own, like that's the beginning of how to interact with Bitcoin. That's how Bitcoin sees you. But then there is a flip side of that, of how you see Bitcoin, as how you define Bitcoin. Are you actually using Bitcoin? And understand, Bitcoin is just software, right? It's just a protocol. And the entire thing is being run in a full node. The network is just the interaction of all of the individuals choosing to define what Bitcoin is. And this is lost on a lot of people in quote-unquote crypto. You have no idea what you are using if you don't run your own node. You are just relying on someone else to tell you what Bitcoin is. If you run your own full node, if you run your own code, you are the one defining what Bitcoin is. That is why the user-activated soft fork worked, because the users decided for themselves what Bitcoin was and said, go fork off, do whatever you want. We don't care. We define Bitcoin. We are the network. You can fork and do whatever software, altcoin, crap, token, whatever the hell you want to do, go do it. Enjoy yourselves. But we will not be your users, and you will not connect to our network because we run our own node. And another quote from this one, Gigi does, running your own node means you are participating in the network itself, which inevitably involves you in the process of defining what Bitcoin is. Since nobody can tell you what Bitcoin is, you have to decide what it is for yourself, over and over again. The network is a growing, ever-changing organism, and the opt-in nature of protocol upgrades will repeatedly force the question of Bitcoin's identity upon its participants. What is Bitcoin? What should it be? The lack of a central authority implies that answering these questions is your responsibility in perpetuity. However, before you can dare to take on this responsibility, you must take the first step and start saving yourself. Really great ending lines to this piece, and few people really get what it means to be running your own node and how it is that you are defining Bitcoin. That software that you are running determines the exact restrictions that anyone else connected to the network can use when communicating with you. You have defined your rules. You have defined your constitution of the Bitcoin system. What is a Bitcoin? How many are there? What are the consensus rules? And anyone who wants to use those rules can talk to you. If they do not, they are not using Bitcoin in your eyes. You have taken full responsibility over what your money is by holding your own keys, knowing 100% that they are under your possession and yours only, and you have defined what those keys mean and what they unlock. And that is what it means to be fully sovereign within Bitcoin. And it's a pretty epic thing, in my opinion. But that's all I wanted to do. I thought this was a really great piece, and it's a short one. I want to take. I have one final little thought, but real quick, I just want to thank our two amazing sponsors, SwanBitcoin.com for auto savings plan. In fact, I actually stacked last night. I didn't even realize it. I haven't even thought about it. I haven't logged into it in a while, and it's just cool. The thing just keeps running forever. And then Bitbox O2. You know, if I'm running my own full node, I also got my hardware wallet. And that's the Bitbox O2, open source, easy to use. It's just a great little device. You can check them both out on my website, guyswan2ns.com. But the last little thought that I wanted to hit is to think about your goals, to think about your future. If you're trying to get greater sovereignty, don't run from the hard decisions. Don't run from the difficult questions. Don't run from responsibility. If you screw up, take responsibility. And if you're not even sure if it's your fault, figure out what you could have done in order to avoid having someone else's fault land in your lap, someone else's problem or irresponsibility. What was it that you did? What decision did you make that allowed them to push that problem onto you? Why were you susceptible to their irresponsibility? Because at the end of the day, we are responsible with who we associate with. We are responsible with who we give responsibility to. If we are sharing it with someone else, we are responsible for ourselves. And the reason that's good, the reason it's a powerful thing to do that, is because if you give up responsibility, if you blame somebody else, if you let someone else make the decision for you, you've eliminated any sense of control you have over your life. You've immediately thrown out the window the fact that you could do something about it. And you have left your life at the whim of someone else. Your success is now someone else's decision. Your safety is now someone else's decision. You've disallowed yourself that framing to be empowered, to go out into the world and say, I am in charge. If I have the freedom, if I have the ability to make decisions that lead to my success, it inevitably means I must be able to take responsibility for when it doesn't work out, for when I have failed. So if you aren't fighting to take greater controls over your own decisions, if you're trying to push hard decisions onto somebody else, if you aren't fighting to take more responsibility over your actions, if you're trying to push responsibility onto somebody else and say they're responsible over your choices and what results from them, you will never be free in any real sense of the word. That is the seed of personal freedom, knowing that you own your life and all the consequences therein. And I want to be that person. I am that person. I am free and I own me. And Bitcoin is a revolutionary tool in securing that reality, that sovereignty for any individual who decides to take it. But that choice is left to us. With that, this is Bitcoin Audible. Thank you everybody for listening. I'm Guy Swan. I'll catch you on the next one. Until then, everybody, take it easy. This has been a 111 production, and you are listening to Bitcoin Audible on the Crypto Economy Network.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.